49, triple team traffic, and it's an emergency situation out there. Here's Ricky.
Just unusually heavy delays, and looking at a KSL travel time of 55 to 60 minutes total minimum to get from downtown through Lehigh. And that's where it just doesn't break up. It is a solid wall of slowdowns from 6 South all the way through Lehigh. Now, on the west side, we're starting to see speeds improve slightly, but not clear yet. Southbound I-215's west belt between I-80 and 3500 South, and westbound on the 21st South Freeway, heavy and slow, 5600 West out to 7200 West. Lynn Thomas?
Northbound 15 moving well from Spanish Fork to American Fork in Utah County, but then some busy traffic northbound at the Pioneer Crossing to Main Street in Lehigh. And then you're in pretty good shape until you get into the Salt Lake Valley about 123rd South, where you're going to slow down up to Midvale. And in Utah County again, KSL Traffic Trooper reporting big delays as you head southbound on Redwood Road and approach Pioneer Crossing. And then up back in the east side of the valley on the I-215 East Belt, it's actually on I-80 as you approach. Spots of slowing from 7th East up to the mouth of Parley's and into the transition onto the East Belt. Mark?
Got northbound I-15 delays really from South Salt Lake up to the North Interchange. In the mix right there past 4th South, looks like a wreck has been reported in. Then from Centerville to Layton Hills Mall, very heavy traffic in Davis County, as well as traffic into Fruit Heights on Highway 89 up into the South Weber area approaching I-84. What looks a little bit better right now is 215 at the north end. Any project's easier when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals, 12 locations, including the newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.